news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Tell me something good.
Good news blowing in your window.
It's kind of good.
Good news is knocking on your door.
We begin today with some encouraging news.
The data shows that remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery. The FDA, literally as we speak, is working with Gilead to figure out mechanisms to make this easily available to those who need it.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. A federal trial found that the Gilead Sciences antiviral drug remdesivir can speed the recovery of COVID-19 patients, and the Food and Drug Administration reportedly plans to issue an emergency approval to start using it. The study found at least 50% of patients treated with remdesivir improved. Well, we've reached the end of April and the 30-day federal stay-at-home period. Donald Trump says he will not be extending the federal government's social distancing guidelines once they expire Thursday. But there's a grim count to think about. The reported U.S. death toll has now edged past Trump's initial 60,000 prediction of what the final American death tally would be. That toll has now surpassed American lives lost in the Vietnam War. More than half of U.S. states will begin reopening by the end of the week, and Trump says federal distancing guidelines will begin fading out as restrictions are lifted. But that doesn't mean life is going to immediately return to normal, and California Governor Gavin Newsom is actually planning to strengthen restrictions by ordering the closure of all state beaches and parks, this after photos of crowded beaches surfaced last weekend. Well, Thursday morning brought the newest unemployment numbers. Another 3.8 million Americans filed for jobless benefits last week, bringing the total number of claims to roughly 30 million in just 6 weeks. This following Wednesday's news that the U.S. economy contracted at an annual rate of 4.8% in the first quarter as businesses lost customers or shut down entirely because of the pandemic. It was the first quarterly drop in 6 years, and certainly the steepest since the Great Recession. But it is worth noting that the first quarter included 2 months before widespread shutdowns. But the second quarter won't, so it's expected to be much worse. Some experts warning the economy could contract at a rate of up to 40% in the second three-month period of 2020. Larry Kudlow is Donald Trump's director of the U.S. National Economic Council. And on Wednesday, he agreed with that assessment.
I think the economy is going to suffer through very bad numbers. It's going to sink further. The contraction in the second quarter is going to be much deeper than the first quarter. The unemployment rate is going to go up quite a bit.
But don't give him too much credit. Here's what Trump's main economic advisor said just 2 months ago.
The coronavirus is essentially a China problem. And we're doing everything we can to help them, by the way, offering advice, sending smart people over there and so forth. It's not a U.S. problem. The impact on the American economy will be very, very, very small, if any. I mean, actually, you've had 2 months of the virus, Bill, December, January. The January number, yes, that's correct. But I'm just saying what we know factually, the January numbers have come in great, not just jobs, but ISM manufacturing and services, low unemployment claims, strong housing. We really haven't seen any economic impact. There may be some out there. Our own internal numbers say maybe 0.2% in the first quarter. But that's not going to end this growth cycle. If anything, I will give President Trump some credit here, please. His strong State of the Union message, his confidence, his optimism, and tax cuts and deregulation and energy and good trade deals. He has reinvigorated and restructured and rebuilt this economy. It's almost like we're starting a new recovery cycle. And that's why I think it's going to go on for several years. Yes, sir.
Oops. The White House has ordered intelligence agencies to review communications intercepts satellite imagery, and other data sources to determine whether China and the World Health Organization hid early information on the coronavirus outbreak first detected in Wuhan, China. The tasking was sent to the National Security Agency and the Defense Intelligence Agency last week. The CIA has reportedly received similar orders. Trump said Wednesday he was, quote, getting pieces already, and we're not happy about it. And we are by far the largest contributor to WHO, World Health, and they misled us. Right now, they're literally a pipe organ for China. Beijing is called to cover up allegations, quote, barefaced lies. So we still have an election coming up November 3rd, and both the Trump and Biden campaigns are feeling the pressure. CNN reported that Trump fumed about his sliding poll numbers and blew up at his campaign director, Brad Parscale, even threatened to sue him. But the Biden camp is having its share of troubles, too. A former aide, Tara Reid, has alleged that in 1993, then-Senator Biden sexually assaulted her. This week, two witnesses came forward to say that Reid told them contemporaneously about the incident years ago. Biden's campaign has denied the allegations, but the candidate himself hasn't said anything. Thursday's Washington Post has an editorial headlined, Biden himself should address the Tara Reid allegations and release relevant records. I agree. After a total mainstream media blackout on the story for a full month since Katie Halper's podcast interview with Reid, the New York Times published a dismissive story a few days ago. Then Stacey Abrams, who's been lobbying for the vice presidential slot, stuck her foot in it when she said the New York Times investigation cleared Biden.
I believe that women deserve to be heard, and I believe that they need to be listened to. But I also believe that those allegations have to be investigated by credible sources. The New York Times did a deep investigation, and they found that the accusation was not credible. I believe Joe Biden.
To be clear, the New York Times did not do a thorough investigation. And on Wednesday, the paper even issued a statement pointing to talking points circulated by the Biden campaign, claiming the Times investigation found that Tara Reid's allegations, quote, did not happen. Well, the Times said, quote, our investigation made no conclusion either way, and then accused them of inaccurately describing their reporting. This issue will not just go away, nor should it. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.